Pubcast.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Women need testosterone too. We just don't have estrogen and progesterone. We need testosterone in our system. And as men get older and their testosterone drops, it's not just for sexual issues, but it does also affect mood and energy levels. And so this is a great way to boost testosterone and everyone, which benefits everyone.
Welcome to the Liberated Healer Podcast, where we touch on a variety of topics in the world of spirituality, energetic healing, and everything in between and beyond. Take an adventure on a shooting star with your host, Gina, offering their wisdom, guidance, and everlasting love and support.
Hi, everybody. This is Gina Cavalier. I'm the host of the Liberated Healer Podcast, and we're going to talk about something that I actually have in my new book coming out in January about how to heal suicidal ideation as a treatment or a recommendation for a treatment and many, many other things. And I have Christina Casey with me. Mm-hmm. She's the owner of Breath, Body, and Soul, and we are going to talk about a lot of ice, baby. Ice cooling everything down. She's trained in the Wim Hof method, and I'm going to let her explain this whole fascinating world. And I'm sure you've heard about Wim Hof and the ice baths and all this stuff. So we're going to be unpacking that today. Welcome, Christina.
Hi, Gina. Hi. Hello. Yes, I am a Wim Hof method instructor. I'm also a registered nurse. I specialize in hospice and end-of-life care. And the Wim Hof method. So Wim Hof is a person. He's this crazy Dutch man that at one point held 26 world records. And he's done amazing things like climbed Everest in nothing but shorts. He was submerged in ice for a few hours and his body temperature didn't change. He ran a marathon barefoot in the Sahara Desert. But he came up with this method. He put this method together of cold training, ice baths, breath work, and mental focus. And initially everyone thought, you know, he was just a crazy man. We have known, you know, like for ages, humans across different cultures have done some sort of cold training. Mm-hmm. But what Wim did is he put this together in a way that our Western brains could understand a little bit better. And he put it together with the breath work. And now after years of a lot of studies and science getting involved, we've shown that this method can help on a myriad of different things, from mood stabilization to anxiety, to helps immunity, it helps metabolism, it helps glucose uptake, it helps with mental focus, and something as simple as getting uncomfortable in the cold.
And I did do one session with you, and it was about a 4-hour training where you go through everything start to finish. And then we actually ended with a 2-minute cold bath. And I had a transformational experience, and you were my coach. And, I've been working on my healing journey from post-traumatic stress from when I was a child. And that came out in me. And I looked you dead in the eyes, and you were following every second with me. And I'll never forget that. It's one of those healing moments where you just remember it because you feel a shift. You feel something move in you. And it is, even though everything about it is cold, the warming embrace that you guys do, how you gently guide people in with all this amazing education and that you put together, is great. So let's get into some of the science behind it. How do you explain this to someone? How are we going to start, and why are you going to, you know, where do you start with someone who's learning about
right.
this?
Yeah. Right. And because, you know, there's a lot of places now where you can go take ice baths, and there's a lot of people that are doing it on their own, but the benefit of coming to a workshop and working with an instructor is One, we give you the background on why you should be doing this, what's actually happening to your body. And then we work on a technique of how to approach it. You know, if someone was an athlete in high school or college, they may have done ice baths with their coaches, but that's not how we approach ice baths in this method. We use it as a form of meditation, as a practice in surrender. You know, just like your ice bath was really beautiful, and it's the purpose of this ice bath is not just to get cold and get uncomfortable, but it's to practice regulating our nervous systems. The truth of the matter is, in this human experience, we have a guarantee that we are going to feel emotional and physical pain again. That's what we signed up, and it's going to happen. We have no control over that. What we do have control over is how we respond to that. And so that's what doing an ice bath does. It's practicing embracing the suck. It's practicing finding comfort within discomfort. And so in our workshops, I like to go a little bit more into the science, I think, than some other instructors, because I'm a nurse and I love the data, and I love peer-reviewed blind studies and evidence-based practices. And but there is so much science, it's hard to fit it all in one workshop. So I go into a little bit about what's happening to your body. We also do breath work. That's one of the pillars of the Wim Hof method. And the breath work is really powerful and transformational, and it gets you into your body. It gets you, we do the breath work first. We do a different, the Wim Hof style breath work is meant to do prior to the ice or a cold shower, not while you're in the water. We do a different breath style for that. Mm-hmm. So we go through the breath work, do a really beautiful guided session where, so it's very common for people to have emotional responses within that breath work. And then we go into the science of what's happening. One of the great things of getting in the cold is something happens in our brain where we have this huge release of something called norepinephrine, which in our brain is a neurotransmitter. And in our body, it's actually a hormone. It's the only chemical in our body that does both. And norepinephrine, or sometimes it's called noradrenaline, is it's in charge of mood stabilization and mental focus. We actually give medications called norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors to help with depression and to help with ADD. So yes. We know that, like, I'm sure you felt it when you get out of the ice, you're like, whoo, everything is crystal clear. Like, I have ADD and I've never found a medication that works for me. So I have to use ice baths as my medicine. If I know I have to do like taxes or organize a closet, I jump in the ice first.
Yeah.
And then so I can have that clarity.
Your first bath is only 2 minutes, just to give everybody a little bit. And immediately when you get out, you're like, I did it, you know, and there's not a lot of things in life where you can feel that sense of gratification in 2 minutes.
Right.
Be honest. You know, it takes, sometimes you have to complete a whole book or a presentation, or you did a whole, you know, session of X, Y, and Z, or you completed a class to get that, like, I finished my goal or I achieved something. You actually feel like you achieved something in 2 minutes. And that's right. What I liked about it, because I'm a goal-oriented person. Mm-hmm. And I also love the camaraderie and the team and the way that people just cheer you on the side, and everybody's the same. Everybody feels mm-hmm. that cold this in a similar way. I mean, right. They process it differently. And so there's this tribe that goes along. It's like nobody's different at that moment in a way. Mm-hmm. We're all going through the same thing. Like you said, one person might be an athlete. One person might just be a mom who is trying to get through perimenopausal things or whatever happening in the hormones. So
right.
I loved it.
And it is wonderful to just be in a group of people that are actively trying to better themselves, right?
Yeah.
People who are doing ice baths, whether it is for physical or emotional reasons, or if it's just for the goal of doing it. It is simple, right? It's not, you don't have to train for a long time. The results are immediate and they happen every time. Like it's guaranteed you're going to feel an impact from a 2-minute ice bath.
Yes. So I do love that you are a trained nurse and you do work in our hospice system. And I want to say thank you to your contribution to, you know, being a nurse and in that field.
And thank you.
Know, I give you extra. I know it is a challenging life path. So thank you, first of all, for helping people in the worst of their times as well. And I love the science behind it, and you're great at that. So
yeah.
Tell me how you would like to start. Is it the respiratory system or kind of like, I want to give some people some things that they can hold on to and say, wow, this is actually what's going on with me when we're doing this.
Okay. Well, a great way to start at home is to actually start with the breath work. And Wim has some guided breath work on YouTube. My friend and Wim Hof partner, Bria, she has a guided YouTube breath work that you can follow along. That's a little easier to do on your own versus a full ice bath. But we know from studies that when we do this breath work, which is 30 big breaths, we're taking 30 big breaths where we're bringing in a lot of oxygen and blowing out CO2. And then on the 30th breath, we're going to blow out, exhale, and then hold that for as long as you can. And then when your body tells you you need to take a breath, you're going to inhale and hold it for 15 seconds. And that's one round. And we usually do at least three rounds, if not more, back to back to back. And what we found, what happens in that is that it actually mediates and activates our immune response, where we used to think that our immune system was just part of our autonomic systems, like your heart beating. You can't really control that. We thought our immune system was something that we couldn't control, but we found actually through a study that Wim did at Radboud University that by doing breath work, you change the proteins, the inflammatory proteins that get released in your body. And so after they did the study at Radboud University, they actually had to change biology books. So Wim showed that we do have control over our immune system, which you would think, you know, in 2020, that would have been blasted all over the world. Like, hey, there is something that you can do to help your immune system that's free.
Yes.
And so what also... Right.
They talk a lot about inflammation. That's the buzzword anyways. I mean, we all know that that is a source of so many illnesses. So
inflammation is the root cause of pain. Inflammation is the root cause of all autoimmune issues. Inflammation is and glucose regulation. Those two go hand in hand together are what cause neurodegenerative diseases. So, you know, doing something like breath work and ice baths that's so simple and making it part of your toolbox of health and wellness has a really big impact. We also know through the breath work that there were two doctors that won the Nobel Prize for this, actually not related to the Wim Hof method. But we found out that when we hold our breath, our body's response to that low oxygen level is actually to release this protein called EPO, erythropoietin. And this protein transports whatever oxygen you do have, it transports it to your muscles and to your organs. And so you hold your breath, your oxygen level goes low, your body's like, hey, we don't have oxygen, but I can give you this protein so that you can utilize the oxygen that you do have. Then you take a breath in, now you have high levels of oxygen, high levels of this protein, EPO, and it gives you more energy. It's what Lance Armstrong doped with. Lance Armstrong injected himself with EPO so that he could have more energy. And so now we know that we can just create that ourselves. So that helps, like before you go on a hike or before you exercise, or I do a little breath work midday because I get that kind of afternoon slump. And right before I have to drive in traffic, I'll do a little breath work to wake me up. And it makes all the difference in the world. We also know that in the breath work, we release, or in the ice baths too, we release more white blood cells. And so your white blood cells is your army, is your defense against infection. So yeah. By doing breath work and ice baths, you can create more of these cells to boost your immunity. And it's all
Isn't
free.
That great?
It's
like, Isn't that great?
It's right there. Like it's every time I like talk about it again, I'm like, yeah, this is really awesome, actually.
And we all want more white blood cells. We know that, you know, we have people right. going through cancer treatments and things like that, and they're going to need that. And they're,
right.
you know,
there's a lot of people that, that have to pause their chemotherapy and their cancer treatment because their white blood cell count gets too low. And I have a friend who's also an instructor who had brain cancer, and she was able to do all of her treatments consecutively because of the breath work. I mean, this it has huge implications. You know, it's also now the gold standard in athletics to do breath work before in the Olympics. I'm sure we will be seeing people doing breath work before their events. It's yeah. And then the ice baths also help with the inflammation too. So then once you get into the ice bath, it releases these proteins, IL-6, IL-8, IL-10 that help with this inflammation. And so by decreasing inflammation, we decrease pain, which we all knew that already. You know, if you sprain your ankle, you put some ice on it, it helps you feel better. We also found that doing an ice bath gives you this huge surge of dopamine, like more than cocaine, yes. and that it lasts. And as someone with ADD, I'm a dopamine seeker. And so this is a great way to produce real dopamine, not the quick hit dopamine you get from like social media or, you know, other fixes. It's a dopamine that your body can, takes longer to process. So you feel that high for a little bit longer.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, we all know we have inflammation somewhere, even if we're not currently feeling bad, you know, mm-hmm. even if it's in our, you know, and that all of a sudden you can get something that happens. So even though you're maybe feeling good right now, mm-hmm. you know, there might be something going on. So I'm right. sure this could just like, you know, go in and help reduce and reset your body, I guess.
Yeah. It also helps with longevity. Mm-hmm. So when you get into the ice, all of your warm blood goes to your core. So your blood vessels in the core of your body, they dilate, they open up. And so all the warm blood goes there. And then your blood vessels in your extremities, they constrict. And so your hands and your feet get colder faster. And so this opening and closing of your vascular system is called vascular plasticity. So we want our vascular system to be really flexible. We want it to be able to open and close like that. When you get out of the ice, the opposite happens. The vessels in the core of your body constrict, and the vessels in the extremities dilate, they open up so that the warm and cold blood can start mixing around your body. And so again, increasing this vascular plasticity. And so mm-hmm. the opposite of vascular plasticity is called atherosclerosis, which is one of the leading causes of death in our elderly. It's basically a hardening of our vascular system. And wow. so that's what happens in exercise, is increasing this vascular plasticity. It happens in a sauna too. So we want to keep training our vascular system. So, cause we want it to be strong and flexible as we get older. But if we wait until we're older, it's too late. It's something we have to do now.
And I suspect that the toxins get flushed out too. You know, when you move that much blood that quickly, you know, mm-hmm. it goes right to the center, right? And when you were talking about in class that it was, mm-hmm. you know, it all went to your center, I thought that was really cool because it goes to protect your organs.
Right. Because you can live without your hands and your feet. You can't live without all of your organs. So your body's protecting that.
And I love the intelligence of our body.
It's right? So cool. Isn't it? It's like, it's so smart. We don't even have to think about it.
Yeah. But I also imagine that it's flushing out these toxins that we get from the air or medications that we're taking. And I mean, just that whoosh.
Yeah. Well, we do know that the way we also release calories, one way is through our breath too. So that there's, you know, when you're doing the breath work and blowing off that like CO2, you're also blowing out calories, and doing an ice bath too increases your mitochondria. It increases something called brown fat. And brown fat is brown because it has a high level of mitochondria, which is where we get our energy. And brown fat uses white fat. So it does help with this metabolism of your body running. I mean, if you eat like an asshole and eat 10,000 calories a day, a 2-minute ice bath is not going to help you out.
Yeah.
But it's part of the tool.
Yeah, I'm remembering now when you're the only person I've ever heard use the word brown fat. And I just remember getting the same. Why don't we talk about this a little bit more? I mean,
So we used to think, so babies are born with a higher level of brown fat, and that's what keeps them warm, because a baby, when they get cold, can't pull a blanket over themselves. And we know that we lose this brown fat as we get older. But we found that with cold exposure, we used to think once you lost it, you lost it. And now we know that we can actually rebuild it. And so by doing cold exposure often and frequently, you can build up this brown fat. And so that does increase your metabolism. It does give you more energy. And it also helps with thermoregulation. So, I used to be the woman that, like, at 70 degrees was looking for a sweatshirt or a sweater. I've only lived in Los Angeles or Hawaii. And so I was so sensitive to the cold, like many women are, and hated ice baths. I definitely didn't want to do it before this. That sounded awful. But now, since I have a regular practice, I thermoregulate. So I don't get cold nearly as fast. And everyone does, not just me, that practices. And I also don't get hot as fast. I'm much more comfortable. My body is able to adjust a lot more. And part of that is from the brown fat, because my body is able to warm itself up faster in the cold.
And I mean, your skin and hair look great. And we know that.
Thank you.
It
does.
You take care of yourself, but look at you, you glow. But I'm wondering also, does it help with menopause or testosterone in men, or is there other
things? It does. It does. And so we do know that cold exposure increases testosterone levels, and which men and women need. Women need testosterone too. We just don't have estrogen and progesterone. We need testosterone in our system. And as men get older and their testosterone drops, it's not just for sexual issues, but it does also affect mood and energy levels. And so this is a great way to boost testosterone and everyone, which benefits everyone.
It really does.
And then also it does help. So with menopause and perimenopause, which, I'm officially perimenopausal. So now this is something that I'm looking at. Part of it is glucose regulation. So what we're, for our hormone balancing and our hormone stability, like we don't want these big spikes in glucose and then crashes. We want it to be stable. And we know with ice baths, it actually, to warm our body up, we actually use glucose. And so I've done a test before where taking my blood sugar before an ice bath and then did an ice bath and tested it afterwards. And it went down like 30 decibels. It can be something to help with glucose levels. If you're a true diabetic, obviously you have to have insulin or oral hypoglycemics in order to regulate it. But this could be part of diabetes treatment and glucose metabolism.
Which is great, because then it can, be just one more thing that helps you regulate, your weight and things like that, which we all know is important, especially as you age.
Right. And feeling better too, right? Because as our hormones start to shift as we get older, we feel those changes. And so this is another way to feel better.
Yeah. And I can't take even the bio identical hormones. I think I tried it for 2 days and I was like, no, that's not for me. I honestly can't do that. So I have to seek methods like this just to, help me balance my hormonal stuff. And, I know so many women that are suffering through menopause, and we're always seeking all these different, things. And people are afraid of the ice. I mean, are. I mean,
right. And women tend to have more fear of getting into an ice bath than men. That's a generalization.
Yeah.
But women in general tend to do better than men in the ice bath. And I think part of that is we are used to kind of embracing the suck. We're used to being uncomfortable. We learn from the time we're little girls that once a month we are just going to be uncomfortable and there's nothing you can do about it except get through it. And so there's something I have three adult children and I had them naturally. And, the first time I got into the ice, where it was like so shocking, you know, when you first get into the ice, every bell and whistle goes off. Every time I get into an ice bath, I think this is stupid because your body is telling you, get out. Why are you doing this? And then you slow down your breath, tell your brain that you're in charge and that you're safe and that you're doing this on purpose. And when I got into the ice and got there, I was like, oh, I've been here before. This is where I went when I was in labor. And so when we first get into that ice, we call it the oh shit and the shit shift, because you get in and you're like, get me out of here, get me out of here. And then something happens. So that's your sympathetic nervous system going off. And then you collect yourself. And this is the practice that we're doing. We're practicing being in charge of our nervous system. And then once we get in charge of it, then our parasympathetic nervous system kicks in. And that's when we feel the calm down. You see it on people's face where they're like, ah, and then all of a sudden they start smiling. And it's like, you see the shift, that shit shift changes.
Yes, it certainly does.
Mm-hmm. And it's great practice for us, you know, in our day-to-day life too.
Yeah. So how often, I know that you recommended also doing cold showers and things, but how often do you do it every day? Like
I don't do it every day. You know, there are a lot of people out there that are like 365 days of ice baths. I don't have that philosophy. Especially as a woman, I honor my cycle. You know, there's no science about doing ice baths when you're on your period or menstruation, but I also believe in ancient wisdom and not just our modern technology and our modern studies. And in Ayurvedic and in Chinese medicine, we believe that when we're on our period, it's when we're actively bleeding, that's a time for rest, and also a time for more warmth. So I do not take an ice bath when I'm on my period. I recommend that women don't. But again, it's how you feel.
Yeah.
I usually do ice baths a few times a week, as long as I'm feeling okay. The breath work is great to do anytime. If you feel like you're getting sick, that is not the time to do a cold shower or ice bath. You want to do that beforehand. But if your body's already trying to fight something, you don't want to stress it even more. Yeah. And then, you know, that it's the practice of learning to understand your body. That's the whole goal of this practice. And so sometimes I go to the ice and I don't want to do it. I don't want to take the cold shower. I don't want to get into the cold water. So I have to stop and ask myself and ask my body, is this something that my body is saying is not right for me? Or is this my brain saying I don't want to be uncomfortable? Mm-hmm. And sometimes my body's like, no, today's not the day. Today's the day to go get a cup of tea and rest. And then some days it's just me being an obstinate little kid that doesn't want to be uncomfortable. And that's when you have to fight through that.
Yeah. And just briefly with my experience with it, and we're going to link everything below so you can find Christina and her company and her website, and then maybe sign up for a class if you want, or find out more how to get, you know, look at Wim Hof and all that stuff. And just want to say thank you. A shout out to Wim Hof. Thank you for the champions. I love champions that go against the grain and just said, I don't care. I have something to say, and I'm going to do the science, and I'm going to keep going, because, you know, going up those mountains of anything interesting, unique and different, you're going to have people beat you down and say that you're being crazy or it's not worth it. And, you know, starting your own business is hard. All this stuff is hard. So anybody that gets up the top of the mountain, thinking about mountain, I mean, I saw you in Poland with shorts on in the snow.
Right.
And
yeah,
tell us a little bit about one of those events, like how those events are feel like or experience.
Sure. So I've actually done it twice. It's an expedition through the Wim Hof Method platform. There are instructors that actually do it all over the world. But I did it with Wim, where we went up to this mountain in Poland called Mount Snieżka. I've done it twice, and where I wore nothing but shorts and a sports bra and hiked for 3 hours and 15 degree weather. And it was hard. It was, you know, the day before, we went swimming in a waterfall that completely froze over that night, and we stood in snow for 20 minutes. And it's a practice of really proving to yourself that you can do more than you think. Mm-hmm. And it is a little extreme. It is much harder than taking a 2-minute ice bath, but it was so rewarding, and it was fascinating to see how uncomfortable I could really get.
And just to, I know I started off with this, but we did add this into the book about how to, as a potential treatment for healing suicidal ideation through, through guided with teachers like yourself, where you have a depression or you have something you're trying to move through. And because there's breath work involved, there's regulate, you have to look at your physicality. You have to look at the mind. You have to get help in every way you can. And this was one, recommendation we put in there.
One of my oldest and dearest friends suffers from severe depression. She has her whole life. Thank goodness we're also lucky that she is really proactive about taking care of herself. And she has to, I forget what it's called, but she goes in and has to actually basically have shock therapy to her brain to function sometimes. And she goes through these in cycles, and she knows when she's starting to get depressed, and she has somatic effects where she physically can't leave her bed sometimes. Mm-hmm. She was in a depression. This was a couple years ago. Her father had passed away, and she was in this depression, and luckily she was able enough to start getting out of bed and moving. And she was like, you know what? I just need to come to a workshop and do this. She hadn't been able to work for months. And after the workshop and the ice bath, she I'm going to tear up. She said it felt like that reset that she needed, and that like woke her up. And within a month, she was, or a couple of weeks, she was back to work. She went on a yoga retreat. I was like, you couldn't leave your house and now you're going to Greece on a yoga retreat? And she said, no, the cold showers is what she needs to like, to reboot her brain. Oh, and it's really powerful.
Yeah. I mean, I had a little transformative experience too. And I share everything about my life on my show, but when I was a kid, my parents didn't have a lot of money. So I was a very sickly kid because I had valley fever, but they didn't know it. I was sick all the time, and I had allergies. And because I didn't have a lot of money, they would try all these different things before sending me to the hospital instead of probably sending me to the hospital. Mm-hmm. But anytime I had a fever, they would just throw me an ice bath. Oh. So, when I signed up to do this with you, I was terrified. I mean, I just had flashes of all those times. And I used to, when I was younger, I didn't understand, what did I do wrong? You know what I mean? Why am I being thrown in? It felt like torture. It felt like I did something bad. Mm-hmm. So I always associated it with really something horrible and unexplained horrible,
Yeah.
So, the fact that, I shared that with you, and I looked right in your eyes, and I took that experience with the ice bath at that moment. It's almost like energy can sometimes heal like energy. Mm-hmm. And I took that time that I was traumatized, and I picked this because it had association with eyes, but why I'm sharing it is maybe you could pick something that's traumatizing while you're in there. But it helped me blow that. I would call it blowing that experience. I blew that experience. And then when I got out, because the rush to the blood, and it really did went boop. And it, I lost that fear of that trauma. It was really weird. It's something I'd held for my whole life. Yeah. So that was my experience.
Well, what happens with us too, I had abuse in my childhood too. And part of it, especially when you're a kid, is feeling so out of control and kind of helpless. And like you're saying, not knowing what's going on. And so as an adult, to now put ourselves intentionally, to put ourselves in this sort of extreme event where it does kind of trigger that sympathetic nervous system, that flight or fight, it triggers it, but we're doing it in a controlled way, and we're doing it as adults. So now we're we're going back and rehealing that part of ourselves, you know, that little girl that couldn't speak up for herself. You know, she's safe now because we're grown women that can speak up for ourselves and protect ourselves. And so to have that, like, that energy to be able to go back and be like, no, this isn't happening anymore. I'm in charge now.
Oh gosh. I feel like this is going to help someone so much who wants to, is looking for that next stage of their healing and is like, what's right. next? Because once you open that door of healing, you know, you're, you know, you, it's a road and you got to find new ways constantly. And that's
right.
The reason I started the program, but you know, and this one is definitely,
and you know, so many of us, especially if we've had some sort of abuse, then as adults overly seek comfort, you know, we seek it. We want to feel good when you haven't felt good in your life before. We want to seek comfort. But then once you get comfortable with self-regulating your nervous system, there's something to be said of standing in the shower and having your hand on the handle and actively choosing discomfort. It's empowering. It makes you feel like you're a badass. Like, that's right. Like, no matter what comes at me, I can handle it because I've trained myself, and it does feel empowering, and it does make me feel safer in my own body and living in the world.
Yeah. And I love the community that you brought together, and it is helpful, I would say, to not do it on your own, to go to a place like what you're doing, because then you can, you feel part of the community, like I said. And then when everybody's going through the 2 minutes, you're waiting your turn and everybody's kind of cheering you on. We need more tribe in this world, right. Especially if we're processing hard things. Mm-hmm. So that's why I just wanted to say that was why I loved it so much.
Yes.
And I feel like, at least do that one time, learn how to properly breathe, because it is a different, more intense breathing than you have with traditional meditation.
It's very different.
It's different. And if you don't do it right, you can get lightheaded.
Right. Well, and also you can be an emotional release. So it's really nice to have someone like an instructor holding space for you and to let you know that all of those big feelings and that you're having in your body and your emotions, those are all normal. And so it's great to do it with someone where you can just really dive in deep and check into that part.
Thank you for everything that you're doing.
Yes.
To, again, support your tribe and your community. Christina, you know, I adore you so much.
I adore you too.
And you've become a good friend, and I'm so grateful to have you in my life.
And, me too.
You really helped transform, you know, a moment with me, and I'll never forget that for as long as I live.
It was so beautiful.
Those are important moments to have, and we need to help each other. And it's my message every time I am on this show, you know, how humans can do so much. You know, we can do better than what is happening right now across the board. We are incredibly skilled beings, and we can just raise everybody up a little bit, and you're doing your part. And I appreciate that. And you are breath, body, and soul. I'm going to link everything below. Is there anything you'd like to leave us with today?
I share Wim's message, because he is a madman. He is crazy, but his heart is so pure. And I feel so lucky that I got to really train closely with him. But his message is happy, healthy, and strong. And that's something that that's our birthright. We all deserve to be happy, healthy, and strong. But that's something we have to take for ourselves. No one's going to give that to you. You have to make the decision to be happy, healthy, and strong. And there's so many tools out there. You know, I'm so excited for your beautiful book and like you said, community and helping each other. There's breath work and ice baths, and this is all just part of the toolbox of elevating humanity. And it starts with yourself.
Yes. Well, thank you so much again, Christina Casey, today on the Liberated Healer Podcast. I am willing to talk to you. Send me an email, like, share, subscribe if you can. We appreciate all the comments or support that you give us. It keeps us going. It keeps us to be able to do this and provide programming for you. So thank you for being a part of our tribe and have a good day.
Thank you, Gina. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, you can find us online at theliberatedhealer.com, on Instagram at Liberated Healer Podcast, or on Facebook at The Liberated Healer. Give us a follow, subscribe, send us a message if you so feel, and thank you for your support. Podcast.